Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins strikes out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North takes first base on ball 4. Haney moves to second. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to third. North moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Haney scores. North scores. Campaneris goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta strikes out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bradford pinch runs for Chet Lemon. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Ralph Garr now playing center field. Pete Varney now catching. Rich Coggins now playing left field. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garner hits a line drive into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Baylor strikes out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-0, Athletics. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bando moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garner hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Stein now playing shortstop. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. North strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Alexander now playing right field. Tommy Sant now playing shortstop. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Baylor strikes out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McMullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Tenarche pinch hits for Billy Williams. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor now playing first base. Ken McMullen now playing third base. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson pinch runs for Jim Spencer. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0 for 1 in the game. Varney strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garner is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Matt Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up towards short. Sant settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Washington. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. Brohmer moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Sant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-1 in the game. Tenarche strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Baylor moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Washington. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 0-for-2 in the game. Varney strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.